Hello boys and girls, and welcome to another episode on the Let's Off Your Chest podcast. It is Daniel here again, and this is a weekending episode. On weekending episodes, we look at the podcast in the previous week, what we were able to discuss on each episode every day during the last week. And yeah, pretty much that. So the week started off with no fences. Yes, if you are going to support somebody, if you're going to be part of a cause, if you're going to be part of a ministry, it is necessary that you do it with your full chest. It is necessary that you show your support wholeheartedly. See, even if it's a terrible person, even if it's a negative thing, support with your full chest. Own it. You're an adult. Yeah, you are an adult. Nobody's going to flog you. Nobody's going to say, why are you doing this? You should not do this. Ugh. Own it. Don't. It's better for you to own it than for you to sit on the fence and expect nobody to support you. I believe that's a very, very cowardly thing to do. So do not do that. Do not be in the number of people who sit on fences. Yeah, and you'd be fine. Then we also looked at clear visions. Yes, the power of clear written visions cannot be overemphasized. And on that episode, I talked about why it is important to have clear visions. And I'm going to say that again. Clear visions are very important because it gives people who are not even there at the point of the vision being given the opportunity to have an insight and foresight as to what needs to be done. So you know that, okay, this is the vision of this place. This is what needs to be done. These are the things that I can do to fit into this vision, so I can begin to align myself appropriately to carry out said visions. If you do not clearly state out the vision in whatever you're doing, whether your personal life, whether your career, whether your ministry, it would, even if you just have it in your head, yes, having it in your head is one thing, but having it out clearly stated is another, because you would not run that vision alone. You would require the help and assistance of others. And if other people do not know what your vision is, you would realize sooner than later that what you have going on for yourself would suffer, because you and you alone know what it is that you want to do. Others who are supposed to help you enhance that thing do not know what they need to do, do not know the vision of that cause that you are trying to bring to life or something, and they might just be doing their own thing. Meanwhile, your vision states otherwise. So have clear visions, make them very, very clear, and I believe you would be fine. There is honestly no, I'm come to the point where I do not like the big person tag. Just be the big person. No. I do not want to be the big person. There is no big person here. Honestly, like, if people want to do certain things, you should get ready for whatever happens afterwards. You should not say, I'm going to be a shitty, messy person, excuse me, and expect me to take that messiness hook, line, and sinker because I want to be the bigger person and want peace to him. No. Peace will not reign. Peace will not reign. There will be violence. It gives people this crazy sense of entitlement that, I can do whatever I want and get away with it because the other party is going to be the bigger person. You. Don't you want to be the bigger person? If it's such a privilege to be the bigger person, why is it not something that you look forward to, you look up, you want to do, I want to be the bigger person today, let me be the bigger person today. Why is that not something that comes to your mind? Do you get? This is something that you say, oh, this is what I want to do. So, no big person here. Let everybody behave themselves honestly. That's what I think is the right thing to do. Then we had a releasing episode on Thursday. I like how my Thursdays on the podcast have morphed into a throwback day. Because Thursday is like throwback Thursdays. So I'm like, okay, this is... Because the original idea for a releasing episode was that after 7 episodes, on the 8th, the next 8th episode, 8th episode, not 8th, 8th episode, we have a throwback episode. So it's nice that Thursday just took that role and it has taken it perfectly. I tend to say he/she. It has taken it perfectly. So on this Thursday, we looked at an old episode from Shalom in that was 2020. That was last year, June last year. And on that episode, it was talking about asking all the questions you can ask, because you would need that. You would need the answers from those questions to effectively navigate through life. So ask as many questions as possible. Ask all the questions that crosses your mind. Ask them, because you know, it's not really necessary. Why am I asking these questions? You won't see the need now, but honestly, you would see the need will come later. It genuinely would come later. Then we had an episode on Friday, and I was like, people go through things, negative things in this instance, and fast forward 6 months, 1 year later, everybody's forgetting that we have been going through this thing together. And the case study I use is the current Nigerian situation. This present administration, this present government is the worst ever in all ramifications, in every fair that you can think of. This government is top in worst governments. It's crazy, and it's crazy for me because people who have been victims of this government's inadequacies are still campaigning for another candidate from this same party, and it's crazy because this particular candidate is sick in all senses, physically, mentally, psychologically sick. There is not one good thing that is well about this person, and people are actively, you know, showing support. People are violently showing support, making their stand, know that if you are not supporting this person, you better get ready because your head may roll. It doesn't make any sense. Have we all forgotten that if things do not go well, it doesn't go well for each and every one of us, me excluded? It's not like you go to the markets to purchase something and you're like, and they ask, who did you support? Like, I supported XYZ person. And they're like, okay, you know what? We'll slash the price for you. You can get whatever it is for half the price. No. Everybody's going to be beneficiaries of a good or bad government at the end of the day. So, what is it going to be? Honestly, what is it going to be for you? What's it going to be for me? Are we going to fold our hands and pretend that what we have experienced for close to 8 years has not happened, or it's one lie? I do not believe so. So let each and every one of us ask ourselves these questions. This is not just to my Nigerian listeners, this is not just my Nigerian brothers and sisters, but to everybody in general. Have you gone through things and you now want to act as if all of those things did not happen, or you want to try to invalidate the experiences that you've had? Please do not. Yesterday, I had an episode with Daniel. Daniel was on the podcast in June. Daniel is my friend. He's the brother of my brother. I would explain. Shalom is my brother. Daniel is Shalom's junior brother. Do you understand? I hope I have not confused you. But if I have, I'm sorry. But Daniel is a blender, a 3D design artist, a 3D designer. Yeah, and he is also a workflow developer. And for the last 50 days, he did a 3D design challenge. And it was amazing to see, honestly. It was amazing to see because I could relate to that streak, that running streak. I could relate to that because this is something I've been doing since the beginning of the year. And Daniel did that for 50 days. And, you know, I had him on the podcast for him to share what motivated him to do that, what challenges he faced. Because, honestly, if you're going to be doing stuff, you'd encounter challenges. And what next for him moving forward for 3D design? And it was a very, very insightful conversation that we had yesterday. And there was one thing that Daniel said that I have always said on the podcast. I think different people have said this on the podcast. This is one of the things that the podcast stands for, and that is community. See, the importance of community cannot be overemphasized. The importance of a good community cannot be overemphasized. You do not know what would happen to you if you did not have the right, if you do not have the right set of people around you. Surround yourself with good people. Surround yourself with a supportive community. See, you won't know what you're missing until you have a good support system around you. I won't even lie. I am a beneficiary of a wonderful support system and community. That whenever I have any challenge, I'm like, I know where I'm running to straight up. I know that, okay, once I meet my guys, insights will just come. I'll be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel. So for those of you who, I know I've asked this before, for those of you who pride yourself as Lone Rangers, how exactly do you do it? I don't want to know, don't worry, don't tell me. But please, find yourself a good support system. You'd be glad you did. That is has been what we looked at on the podcast this week. In my life this week, son showed me shaggy. Oh God. I don't know. Anytime I stepped out, I don't know if before I had a beef. I genuinely don't know. But this one was out for me this week. It was just like, oh, Daniel, you're here again. Oh, yeah, receive it. And I really felt the full weight of it. I won't say the full weight of it, but like the aftermath of all of that coupled with stress on Friday night. So I went for rehearsals because of a production that we have on the 30th of this month. If you are in Lagos, I believe it's something that you would want to see, a stage play production. Yeah. So during rehearsal, I just felt this weakness wash over me like for like an hour. I had to just lay down and close my eyes. It was not funny anyways. But I believe I'm fine now. I just have to rest. Rest is such a word that's firing for me right now, because soon I'm going back to school and we're not resting there. But that's what we look, that's how this past week has been in general for me and on the podcast as well. Did anything interesting happen to you? Did anything just happen for you this past week? Do let me know. Or not. Because people always never let me know stuff. So I'm not even expecting anything from you. But I wish you a great week ahead. I trust that you've been able to rest over the weekend. The weekend is over already. You should be preparing for work by now. So have a wonderful week. Have a beautiful week. Stress yourself less. Honestly, stress yourself less. And I believe you'll be fine at the end of the day. Until you hear from me again, beautiful people, tomorrow, peace out.